From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama is expected to outline his plans for Afghanistan and additional troop deployments early next week. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, the president met last night with his national security team.
This was the final meeting of this group before the president makes a decision on how to proceed in terms of the mission in Afghanistan. NPR is hearing from sources that plans are underway, though not set in stone, for an announcement 1 week from today. Next Tuesday, probably a primetime speech by the president, and that'll be followed by days of testimony by the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the secretary of state on Capitol Hill explaining the decision.
NPR's Don Gagne in Washington. An independent inquiry into the events leading up to the Iraq War has begun in London. Among the witnesses who will give evidence is former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Larry Miller has more from London.
The inquiry is looking at the period from 2001 through 2009, reviewing documents and questioning the key players in the government and intelligence community who had input in the decision to go to war. Much of it's being televised, and the testimony of former Prime Minister Blair will be public. Blair made the controversial decision to go to war. The head of the inquiry is Sir John Chilcott.
My colleagues and I come to this task with open minds. We are apolitical, we are independent of any political party, and we want to examine and rely on the evidence. We will approach our task in a way that is thorough, rigorous, fair, and frank.
The British government would not sanction an Iraq war inquiry until all UK troops were pulled out. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The astronauts aboard the orbiting Space Shuttle International Space Station complex are resting following three successful spacewalks. Yesterday's spacewalk was the third and final one of Atlantis' space station visit. The 12 space travelers have a few hours off today, and this afternoon the two crews will part company and close the hatches between them. Atlantis will undock from the space station tomorrow. The seven shuttle astronauts will spend Thanksgiving preparing for a landing back in Florida on Friday. Nicole Stott, now a member of the shuttle crew, will return home following 3 months in orbit. Randolph Bresnik will be especially eager to come home. His daughter, Abigail May, was born over the weekend. Asian stock markets closed lower today. Japan's Nikkei average fell by 96 points, or 1% to a new four-month low. Oil prices fell to near $77 a barrel in Asian trading amid mixed signals about the global economy and crude oil demand. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down 11 cents to $77.45 a barrel. This is NPR News. The president of the Philippines has declared a state of emergency in three areas of the southern part of the country, where yesterday at least 46 people were killed. Police say political supporters and journalists were massacred by gunmen. Dwali Sakaitao reports.
A spokesman for the Philippine president said there is an urgent need to prevent and suppress the occurrence of several other incidents of lawless violence. Kimberly Gonzalez is a senior inspector at the National Police Headquarters in Manila. She said multiple agencies are still meeting to discuss a response to the killings.
They're still determining the extent of damage that has been done. And certainly measures will be implemented after a thorough assessment is done in the area.
Inspector Gonzalez said they have reports that at least four people escaped from the estimated 100 gunmen. Authorities said among the dead are journalists, lawyers, and families of a local politician. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says it is up to his nation's judicial system to determine whether three American hikers detained in his country will be punished or released. The Iranian leader says the hikers entered Iran illegally and that a judge must decide their fate. He says he hopes the punishment is not severe. The Americans were detained by Iranian authorities after having crossed an unmarked border into Iran while hiking in northern Iraq in July. The U.S. says the three were innocent tourists on an adventure hike and accidentally crossed into Iran. Ahmadinejad made the comments 2 days after an Iranian official said Baghdad had contacted Tehran in a bid to secure the release of the three Americans. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.